The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe him, I do not condemn him. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day. Because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Once upon a time, St. Paul told the Romans that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And today, we hear where Paul got that idea. Jesus says, "I did not come into this world to condemn the world. I came into this world to save it. I came in as light, so that people might not remain in darkness." This little question to kind of meditate and mull over for the day is, have you ever considered the powerful appeal of remaining in the darkness? Jesus once said, this is the verdict. Light came into the world, but man preferred darkness to light. There's all kinds of ways in which we want to give in to that temptation to remain in the darkness. A bunch of years ago, Pope Benedict talked about this. And he said, have you ever considered the lesser known attacks of the devil? He says, everybody knows about sin, everybody knows about temptation. Do you ever consider the lesser known attacks of the devil? The strong appeal to live a life filled with criticism, cynicism, negativity, despair, the dark joys of gossip, he said. He says, all these things come just as much from the evil spirit as giving into your passions and breaking the commandments do. St. Paul once said that those who dwell in God and God in them are marked by 12 fruits. Fruits of the Holy Spirit, they're in Paul's letter to the Galatians. What's it like when someone has the Holy Spirit dwelling in their heart? The first four fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patient endurance. It's a really great examination of conscience. Honestly, it doesn't mean that there aren't hardships. It doesn't mean that there aren't sufferings. It doesn't mean that there aren't things to be sad about. It's that in spite of it all, there's an inner glow. And this from those who dwell in God's presence. If you're living a life of constant criticism, please know that's not from the Holy Spirit. If you're living a life of sarcasm, that's not from the Holy Spirit. And there's not one example of a sarcastic saint. If you're living a life of self-criticism, which is really just pride in disguise, you know, this sort of inner monologue of, I'm no good, I'm the worst, nobody loves me, pride in disguise, not from the Holy Spirit. We want to dwell in God's presence and feel those effects of the fruits. You know, one of the best examples to teach us this lesson is our saint for the day. I'll tell you a little bit about our saint for the day, Saint Fidelis. Saint Fidelis lived in that time of church history which we call the Counter-Reformation, or sometimes it's called the Catholic Reformation. It's the days after the Protestant Reformation, when out of nowhere, all these saints just rose up in the church. You know, this corrupted church with all the bad popes. Somehow, that church had not lost its power to raise up great saints. Saints like Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, Ignatius of Loyola, St. Fidelis. He was one of them. He was a German Franciscan. And he preached in a part of Germany that had been taken over by Calvinism. And everybody had become a Calvinist. St. Fidel is a very, very skilled preacher. And he convinced so many people to come back to the Catholic faith and abandon their Calvinism that he upset the status quo in society. Now, you ever want to get in trouble with the law? Very easy to do. Just upset the status quo. They will dream up reasons to arrest you as if out of thin air. And this was St. Fidelis, and they got so angry with him that he started to get death threats. He got so many death threats that he began to get state protection when he said Mass. Picture this, armed guards outside the doors of the church to stop paid assassins from coming in to kill St. Fidelis while he was saying Mass. He knew he was going to be a martyr. It was only a question of when. He used to sign his letters, Fidelis, in days to come, food for worms. Right? And you'd think that he'd be very, very sad. You'd think that he'd be very distraught, filled with anxiety. Mm-mm. He was filled with joy. You know, St. Philip Neri, so filled with joy, he's renowned for it. Fidelis was like that. People who came to try to arrest Fidelis came to love Fidelis because it was just a beaming light of joy. And if you ask St. Fidelis what his secret was, he'd say, it's the remembrance of God. What's to be upset about? God's in control. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. If that doesn't describe you by chance, you might want to stop and ask yourself if you're really dwelling in God's presence, or if you could maybe do a little bit better job. If we're sad, not that there's not a lot to be sad about. If we're upset, not that there's not a lot to be upset about. The church is a mess. The government is a mess. The world is a mess. But have you forgotten that in spite of it all, Christ Jesus reigns? We need to remember that. Jesus once said, "Do not be afraid." He could just as easily have said, "Do not be discouraged." Why? Because I'm with you. Always. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to remember that. St. Fidelis, pray for us.